is RSVMB Update, episode 426, recorded Thursday, August 15th, 2013. The Wand Decision. Hello, everybody, and
Star Wars.
This is
great way to start it off. Reed.
Yes, that's
take two.
This is an RSVMB update episode, and no, that is not a take two. That is Earth.
You sound like you were trying to push something out.
I don't know. That's just what you say, but Earth, say hello.
Hello.
There you go. And come on. Yeah. Who are you? Yes, who are you? Yes,
Shane,
you.
Shane, do you have dementia? Have you already forgotten the guy who's been co-hosting?
Maybe.
Whatever. Hey, y'all. Trekkie here again. What up?
AKA J1, J2, J3. All right. So a quest week this week.
Hey, hold on. Did I win for earliest reference ever?
Yes, you did.
Yes! Beat that!
All right.
Okay, anyway.
So, Quest Week. Quest Week. A rarity in 2013, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Actually. Yeah, which is kind of unfortunate, but it's a good one this week, if I must say so myself, because... not only is it replacing
Southern just then.
Well, if I say so myself.
I don't know. You must be hearing things. But anyways, as we were saying, this is a pretty big quest in the terms of the Sixth Age and everything that's been going on recently with regards to the lore. So the quest is called The Death of Chivalry, and it does replace the Black Knight's Fortress. Now, if you've already done Black Knight's Fortress as a free-to-play member, you can redo this quest, but you won't get any extra quest points for it. But Oh, okay, so you don't lose your quest cape then. That's good to know, I guess. Mm-hmm. When you do it, I would highly recommend that it be done even if you've done Black Knights in the past, because it is a completely different storyline and has many, many overtures towards what is actually going on now. So it's a better experience, and it kind of helps to tie things in as to what's going on behind the scenes with Sarah Doman. So before we get too far down the road of this quest, I'm just going to quickly give you a rundown of the requirements for this quest. Being free to play, it's nothing really that hard to get. So, yeah, there's actually no requirements for it. So there you go.
On the requirements, so technically it's a Tinder box, but
the
you
low,
get it
low
during
price
the
of none.
Yeah, so you can just start this off whenever you want. So, and. You start this quest off at the Edgeville Monastery talking to Sir Owen, and Earth, tell us who appears right after that to give you the introduction to the quest.
The owl hoots at midnight.
Yeah, I said that too.
Say
no,
what?
That's what Sir Owen said, Shane.
Oh, well, I said the thing about what? What kind of owl? Or whatever the that response was.
The owl hoots at midnight. Come on, Twin Peaks? No? That weird show? Okay. It was a reference. Sarah Doman appeared.
Yeah.
And then Sir Owen was like bowing down and worshiping, and he said, what did he say? It was a Monty Python reference. If there's one thing I can't stand, it's people groveling. So I enjoyed that.
Yeah, lots of pop culture for something back in the good old days of the Sixth Age, eh? So, after you talk to Sarah Doman, he mentions to you that you need to retrieve this powerful weapon which was stolen by the Black Knights.
Technically, it wasn't stolen. It was more of they're trying to get access to the weapon.
Yeah, because they'd sealed it away in the in that place.
In the third dimension.
Wasn't it stolen in like the War of 168 or whatever it was from the White Knights?
During the...
You want to explain it, Reed?
It was during that one book, wasn't it?
Betrayal at Falador?
Yeah, isn't that what that was from? I don't actually remember.
Oh, right, they did say
that's
there was going to be a reference to that. Okay.
That's my job. I'm failing as the lore keeper.
Yeah, well, you didn't read the book now, did you?
No. I read the summary.
Oh, okay, that works then. That works. So, you have to recover this weapon, and, you know, this is where this quest really kicks off, in my opinion. It's much more involved than the old Black Knight's Fortress was. I mean, you're actually going to infiltrate the Black Knights here for a purposeful reason to have influence on a god, which was not the case last time. So,
the cabbage.
I don't think that could... Go ahead.
Stop a cabbage and ruin the soup.
Back then, during like night quest, you were supposed to put in a regular cabbage into the pot to ruin the super potion thing. You cannot use a cabbage from Drainer because that's supposed to give you extra little boosted strength experience, strength bonus, which actually does if you actually eat it. Tastes horrible though.
Ugh. Yuck.
My cabbages!
Anyways, so in the old quest, you make the Black Knight sick. In this quest, you infiltrate to have an influence on the god. So,
wait, what?
Not even five. Huh?
You make them sick? What?
Yeah, remember? You swap the cabbage around.
I thought you were making a potion.
Was to ruin the punch, the potion.
Yeah,
well, same thing.
It wasn't their meal.
Well, keep in mind, I did this quest back in 2004, so that.
So did
that
I.
Oh, and you remember that?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I don't. That's not.
You're
good
not going to go do that to give them a tummy ache. I don't think that's going to stop them.
Well, it could if you force them to become insolvent. Anyways, the point we're trying to make here is that this quest is much more, has a bigger impact than the old quest had. So, basically, you need to take Sir Owen as a prisoner into the Black Knight's Fortress and evade all the guard detections by asking, or rather answering their questions in the right way.
Basically, you're supposed to answer them as if you had authority, which I did. It was quite nice.
Yeah.
I was like, it's like, who you think made up the rules? You did, sir. Then shut up before I slap you. Yes, sir. Away, sir. Move on in, sir.
Don't make me slap you.
But before we get too far down this path, Earth, is there anything with regards to the paintings in there that you want to discuss that were hanging up in the Black Knight's Fortress pertaining to the past or anything?
Those tapestries downstairs?
Yeah, those.
Is that what you're talking about? Actually, I'm going through there, but right now, let me run back there and look at them. Perhaps I can digest, or I can explain what that is. One moment.
Yeah, because...
Oh, that's the Siege of Falador.
With the War of 168.
And then...
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then, yeah.
Okay,
oh,
so
they must have hidden it. Yeah, I mean, it was just the Siege of Falador. That's... pretty much it.
Okay. Speaking of those from a technical standpoint, those look like actual graphics that were created out of the game and inserted into it as a texture, which, you know, they kind of blurry, but they look not too bad, I think. What'd you guys think of the pixel quality of them?
Of the cutscenes?
Wait, of the tapestries? Are you talking about when you didn't click on it, when they're just sort of there?
Yeah, and just looking at them.
Let me run back downstairs.
Earth runs up, Earth runs down. Trying to look at the pictures for us.
Sure, they look great.
Okay, well, in that case, let's move on then. So after you guide him to the top of the top of the tower, you basically say that you're taking him up there and you're going to throw him off the edge, which of course you're not going to do, because he's your ally.
I did.
Oh, how'd you do that? I want to know.
What did you do?
No, I didn't.
Ah, too bad. I was hoping that would be true.
I'd like to take the raptor up there and throw him off. That guy.
That'd be a long way down to join all the other skulls in the little moat around the Black Knight's fortress. But, anyways, up there you discover this ritual circle. And you need to read this book that you find up there as well. And you need to fix the circle so it's appropriate, so it matches what you see in the book. And then after you read it, you have to light these candles and then say three verses in order to activate the portal. Now, at first it's unknown where this portal takes you, but the portal itself actually takes you to a what looks like another frozen God War dungeon, because they say it is underneath the frozen mountains of Trollheim, and you know that's where the God Wars is, so kind of makes sense that they're kind of related to that. Yeah. And then in there, we discovered Dawn. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Dawn. Quite stellar.
Hmm?
Quite stellar.
Yeah, and at first it's the damsel in distress card, but...
Stellar Dawn, Shane.
Oh. I get it.
Yeah. Took us a while. Thanks, Reed.
Rescue Dawn. She's in a cage, and then pretty cool. I didn't search these guys. Love coins. And then
you meet Dawn, and then you start entering more into the dungeons itself. When you actually get to the wand, you have a little puzzle you have to do. And the puzzle
You missed something. You missed something very important. Fern, the centaur.
Oh, the ghost centaur, yes. The ghost centaur Fern is actually a...
related to Bree.
Yeah.
Huh?
Bree.
Related to Bree from the Ceridome and God Wars dungeon. Which is understandable. Anyways, continue. Why don't you guys tell us about the centaur?
Well, Reed, you do much better than I do.
Okay. Well, she... her name is Fern, and she... her sister, Elora, was Elora the Life Giver, and she was... Elora was a big healer. And then I think, if I remember correctly, she was a centaur who grew a horn, which was something that only very
prestigious?
Good.
Yes, noble, that's the word.
Centaurs grow, and it's very, very rare. And so, and then the God War, during the God War, she's the healer,
and she could restore life to the dead or dying through the use of that horn.
However,
but it came at a cost, so whenever she used it, it drained the life from her, and Fern was
kept pushing her to
use it. General, right?
And, they both were, actually.
Okay. And kept pushing her to use it. And because of that, she eventually died.
Right.
And then Fern still needed to heal the wounded, so she cut the horn from Alora's head. But because Fern wasn't pure, like Laura was, the people that she rose were corrupted, and they destroyed Fern, but I think they destroyed all of the enemies, and then they turned on Fern, right, Trekkie?
Yeah, basically she wasn't noble enough to really use the power, so the centaurs that rised up were all corrupt and killed her, I believe. And so with the guilt, she's forced herself to become the guardian of the horn, of the wand.
And she's been there since the God Wars.
It's
the only way, as a ghost, but the only way that you can get the wand is one, you fight her and you defeat her, and two, you pass a small puzzle, and three, you or Sir Owen have to be noble enough to be able to grab, pass through the blood barrier.
Right.
I did my own.
And
I used my own hand.
Yeah, I did my own as well. Oh, that's interesting. We all think we're noble enough to possess that wand.
Well, it's kind of like...
You can't really kill off your character, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, my idea was the whole that Guthix chose me. How could I not be noble?
Yeah,
exactly.
That too.
And with regards to the puzzle, it's just a standard memory game, and it's the same for every player. So after a couple tries, you just note down the positions on a piece of paper, and off you go.
Yeah,
and that's how you do that. So that's pretty much the extent of the puzzle in this quest. Then, of course,
it's
after you get to the wand, after you get to the wand, you have to face somebody that you're not expecting to see. You face Dawn again, which surprised me. What did you guys think of that when Dawn reappeared?
It seemed weird to me she was there to begin with, but then when she fought, it's like, yeah, that makes sense. Plus, if you read the handwritten note that was there, it revealed stuff about that, and...
They don't ask questions. Those two people become like, how did they know I was coming? But in a way, I kind of figured something was fishy when I said, you should go, and it's like, no, it's too dangerous, I'm staying with Anne. And it's like, okay, come with us. No, I can't come with you, it's too dangerous. All right, go yourself. No, I can't, it's too dangerous. All right, fine, stay here. No, I don't want to be alone. And it's like, oh, fine, whatever. Tie yourself up. So I kind
of... Yeah, so what...
It's not that kind of fantasy game, Trekkie.
Maybe I should grab a feather.
Or a lance.
Oh, dear. Remind me what quest that was from.
The one with the kid. What is it, Shane?
Jeremy?
What?
No.
Scrolling through the quest list.
In Elkhard. Kenneth? No.
Not Kenneth.
Olsen,
and it's in Ardugni. It's the... Crap, what are those guys called?
Oh my gosh.
This is embarrassing.
Yeah, this is not good.
Because I know what it is.
Well, anyway, Don shows back up and says, "Thank you for giving me the wand, ha ha ha," and he kills Sir Owen. And you right now have the choice of taking his shield, which, FYI, you get the shield regardless anyway. I chose to leave it with him. But
Carnelian Rising, that's it.
Okay. Oh gosh, that kid was so annoying in that quest. I wanted to slap him.
Okay.
It reminded me of Will Wheaton.
But what other thing that also happened? He kills Sir Owen. He had the ability to kind of say a quick prayer and leave an eulogy. And you go fight Dawn. You fight Dawn, kill her, and Sir Domin actually appears. Like, "Hey, yo, it's me." They're like, "What do you want?" "I want the wand."
I don't think that's a real quote.
It's like, "No," or "Here you go." I said, "Hell no." He's like, "Screw you." And it's like, "Ha ha 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 ha. Now rise, Sir Owen." "Oh my god. You're corrupted." Oh.
Okay.
That's right. Was like,
now, for those of us who are not high, so you kill Dawn, and then search your body to get the Wand of Resurrection. Then Sarah Doman appears once you head back to Sir Owen. And you have a choice, whether you just give the wand to Sarah Doman and let him try to resurrect Sir Owen,
or you
say no, but no matter what you do, Sarah Doman is going to get the wand and
resurrect Sir Owen.
But interestingly enough, the so-called God of Good, the one deemed his soul impure and unworthy, which I thought was interesting. Although he is the God of Order, not good, but
yeah.
I think he likes to portray himself as the God of Good. And Samurak is just chaos. I thought that was so a really interesting note.
Yes. That it happened like that, that it was turned away from the God of Order and supposed peace through his destructive means.
Mm-hmm.
So that's definitely saying something about where the things were going. Now, taking it a step further from this, at the end of the quest, the wand either ends up going with Sarah Doman or Sir Owen. Now, Earth, you and me, the wand went to Sir Owen, right?
Yes.
All right. And what's the outlier in the group here?
I'm guessing it's Trekkie.
What?
Yeah. Huh? Tell us what happened to your wand.
My wand?
Yes.
Sir Domin kept it.
There you go.
Unless Sir Owen. I swear I remember Sir Domin kept it after he took Sir Owen with him. He said, "Yeah, right now we'll figure out something we have planned." He did give it to him. I don't remember it, but either way, it's still within Sir Domin's possession.
Yeah, so that's interesting because that's one of the two courses that can happen during this quest, is that the wand will either go to Sir Owen or Sarah Doman. And personally, when it arrived going to Sir Owen, I felt a little dirty with the choices that I made.
I didn't.
You sure?
Why did you feel dirty, Shane?
Well, it's just that, you know, he had the corruption within him after being revived, and it just didn't feel right to have that kind of power going towards him and have him keep the wand in his possession. So, I mean, that's just how I felt with it.
The reason I gave it to Sir Owen is, even though it said that the wand said that Zemrak was unpure and unworthy, I'm Just looking at the wiki, it seems to me that either Sir Owen's blood or your blood would work for that blood barrier of virtuous, that thing.
Yeah.
So, unlike Sarah Doman, Sir Owen is a devoted follower of Sarah Doman, but I don't think he has the ends justify the means ideals that Sarah Doman has. He
is for uses good. Common sense.
He is for good, not really Sarah Doman, if he that is. Makes sense.
Yeah, it does, but I mean, there's this corruption in him, and it sounded like from the dialogue that he was going to have a hard time working to prevent that corruption from taking over him.
Mm-hmm.
But
so that's what led me to have my
concerns. What he was saying when he came back.
What? Remind me what he said.
He said something about his first thought was his devotion to Sarah Doman, which I thought, so as I said a second ago, since Sir Owen seems to me to be more of the good that Sarah Doman claims to be. Does that make sense? Did I just say?
Yeah, yeah. He's like the pure manifestation of what Sarah Doman claims to be, even though Sarah Doman uses
yes.
war and whatnot to achieve his means.
Yes.
Okay.
And so his devotion to Sarah Doman is that makes him good, even though the person he worships isn't.
All right. So that's
and
what makes
he uses that to keep himself going, and belief is strong, and of course so, Owen is strong.
So in other words, you feel fine with it then, based
yes.
on what you just said, that okay, I can see it that way, I guess, but I don't know, it just feels as though there's some sort of underlying thing with the Sir Owen getting the wand that will come back to bite us in the future, just the way that dialogue was worded. Even though he said,
"Well, I'm sure Sarah Doman's going to get it in the end somehow."
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, that's pretty much the story of this quest. Highly recommend playing through it for yourself, just because the graphics and, of course, the sound. The sound in this quest is amazing. I think you guys can all agree to that.
Yes.
Yeah, it was a decent quest. Yeah. I enjoyed it. I actually went back dressed with my elite Black Knight uniform.
Okay, what happened? You wouldn't tell me what happened earlier.
You just get some new dialogues from the guards. They act like, "Oh, did you hear about what we did? We're so awesome, huh? So cool." And you put on the captain's uniform. Like, "Oh, yes, sir. Yes, I know. Yes, sir. Go on through. Bye." You know, there's nothing okay. there, but it was kind of funny. I haven't done it with a regular Black Knight. I wonder what I would do, but it's a nice little Easter egg.
Okay.
You know,
go
you
back
ever...
in with the elite
Black Knight armor?
The elite armor.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But you know what's
and
kind
you,
of funny?
And you talk to whom?
All the guards. And if you actually talk to that Zamorakian priest dressed in black elite Black Knight armor, he won't even talk to you. He dressed up as a captain. Then he'll say, like, "I'm watching you."
He'll captain, actually say something. And it's in quotes. Did you guys get the golden cabbage?
Yeah. That's what I said. What? My cabbages!
Where did the golden cabbage come from?
The
it was in one of the coffins, yeah. And there's also... And
what
that can give you 60,000 bonus prayer XP.
Oh,
or no, there's a prayer lamp that gives you 60,000. And then another lamp
that'll
give you 3,500 combat
XP. And then if you kick the gilded cabbage 30 times, you get 10,000 bonus prayer XP. So you go bury a bone, and instead of 4.5, you're going to get 9.
Yeah, okay.
It's just like that. So that's the extra one.
Yeah, that's like the extra little reward you can get if you're higher level to encourage people to do this quest. Another thing before we wrap it up on the quest, did you guys, what did you think of the scaled combat? Just right.
I liked it. That was really interesting.
It was good.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not really sure how the difficulty should have rated, because this is a quest that one would play at the very beginning, but it wasn't like that. The one with the Lumbridge Catacombs where you went in and you killed everything in one hit. I liked that.
Yeah.
Because now I'm not 200 combat, but I'm fairly close, I think. I'm not actually sure what my combat level is, but I'm a high level. So quests that come out now usually aren't very challenging for me because I'm a high level, but
I didn't
now
find
that's
this
changed.
Particularly challenging.
Yeah, it wasn't challenging. It wasn't that challenging, but you still didn't kill everything in one hit, did you?
No. And there you go. So I guess that's a good balance to have.
And I'm sure I'm on harder ones, it'll be harder.
Yeah, just as long as we don't have another Brink of Extinction episode. All right. So with this, where do we go going forward? Because this is apparently one of the first quests in the new series. What do you guys think happens next?
Well, did you guys kill that one guy? The guard, once you got up to the almost top level, there was the guard who wanted to take care of Sir Owen for you. Lieutenant Graves.
Yeah, I killed him. I killed
him. Okay. Well, I didn't kill him. So, I'm sure he'll be back. Since he wasn't in this quest. And of course, I don't know if the centaurs are going to actually come back. I don't know what Saradomin really wants.
That would be interesting, like going to the centaur plane and having to negotiate something with them for this whole god thing that's going on, perhaps.
And also, since Saradomin is corrupted, how's he going to raise the centaurs?
There you go.
Was he going to use Sir Owen? But now Sir Owen is corrupted, so
perhaps it falls to the
I don't know
World
if that'll
Guardian.
Work.
The World Guardian does it.
Yeah. None to that.
Yeah, so definitely very interesting state of affairs in this quest.
Small quest, but this is fun for lore.
Yeah, very nice. Very nice. All right. So that is the Death of Chivalry. If you're interested in hearing about the quest before you actually do it, if you go to the RuneScape website and you click on their Death of Chivalry news update, you can actually listen to the audio from the quest. It's very nice. Very nice. So, anyways, let us move on from that, unless there's anything else on the Death of Chivalry.
Shane, look at the chat.
Okay, I'm looking at the chat. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
aren't we going to do that?
Yeah, we'll have to do that at some point.
Okay, can I throw in an ad here or something here, or should I wait till the end?
Go for it.
Go for it.
Okay. So Shane, a fairly long time ago, approached me about doing a lore focus But all that would be right now, unless I get something, is me just babbling on about whatever comes into my head about RuneScape lore.
There's lots that comes into your head.
Yeah. And that probably would be maybe a little amusing, but mostly confusing. So if you have anything you want to, you'd like me to talk about, if you have any questions, if you want my, I don't know, my thoughts on anything, just send me or Shane a PM on the forums, and we'll look at making one of those soon.
Yeah, the reason I kind of stepped away from that is because they were doing the Above the Lore podcast, but we would need to go a bit more in depth than they did. So we'll work on that.
Okay.
All right. So you can PM Earth on the forums. That's his username. This week's battle update. Sarah Doman still leading. About roughly ahead by 20 million points still. Doesn't seem to be losing steam at all.
So the lead hasn't changed?
It was 17 million last week, so you gained 3 million a week. Okay. But we'll have to see what happens next week, what kind of deltas we're looking at, to see if this, if the rate of progress is decreasing. Deltas, you know, like deltas in a graph.
Delta.
Change. Yes. Okay. You certainly do enjoy that.
Okay.
Also in this week's update, the XP for participating in the Battle of Lumbridge has been significantly increased. So right now, if I mine something based on what I've contributed and my levels, what I am doing for this is roughly better than a rune ore. So it's a very good way to train mining for me right now, and it's definitely increasing the amount of time that I want to spend there. So I'm happy about that. What about you guys?
Oh, so you actually get a decent amount of experience now?
Yeah, it's actually worth going there to train and whatnot. Yeah.
You get about 100 or so, 177 experience per mine per hit.
Okay. Yeah, mine's only 140, but that's because I haven't done it as much.
Mine.
Yes. They've also added silver and unstable nodes. The unstable nodes, I'm not exactly sure what they do. They hurt you when you mine them, I think, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know I accidentally mined some of them, so that wasn't fun.
Did you
and
die?
The silver node, no, I didn't. I didn't let it go that far. The silver nodes give you this precious silver metal, and you use that for crafting the cosmetic overrides that were released. So basically, it's another form of currency there with that. So that's always nice. And if you remember last week, we talked about the Duke's Dilemma for that week, and the result was that the White Knights are coming for assistance from Thalador.
Mm-hmm. We were talking about this before the show.
Yeah, so we didn't see any White Knights there now, did we?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, so that's kind of odd, but whatever. Also, this week being week 4, the tier 2 item rewards are in the shop.
It's the government for you. They'll be there a couple months after the battle's over, is my bet.
Oh, that's funny. So tier 2 items are in, so you can start saving for those and buying them. And a new option this week is additional special unit or increase the effect of special abilities by 50%. So that's the option that ends in about 10 days' time from recording on Thursday the 15th. So that's what's going on with the Battle of Lumbridge. And we do have a follow-up in one of our questions this week about something we did bring up, which is kind of a... Oops, I'm sorry.
Shame.
All right. So, moving on from that, patch notes for the week. Anything interesting in these for either of you?
Thing would work.
The subjugation hood no longer stretches on female characters. What's going, the subjugation going. Hood?
It's a subjugated piece of magical armor that you get from the Zamorak God Wars.
That sounds...
Yeah, the robes of subjugation.
Sketchy.
You ever heard of those?
Various offhand weapons have their inventory icons changed to make them more visibly distinct. I actually noticed that with my offhand chaotic rapier.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. Highway masks no longer cause issues with premium hairstyles.
Captain Siad, Gazlor the Elder, Cleavet, and the students no longer have patchy skin colors. Good, they cured leprosy.
Yeah. Okay.
Lumberjack Leaf now wields an updated steel hatchet.
Oh, good.
The trial announcer is no longer floating in the HTML client. Helena and Victor's chat heads are no longer distorted. Fire Cape Zors no longer has a detached head. They're just helping him get ahead in life.
Ha 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 ha. All right. And one other thing that I noticed and was annoying me since RS3's launch was that if you hit the XP counter, it wouldn't remember its state between sessions. And that has
been that's nice.
So I'm very happy about
happy.
That. Yeah. Very good. All right. So moving on from that, we got the community roundup. And the Above the Lord podcast this week, the gods and factions of Gilidor. Yeah, we're not going to read all of them. So that's why we're on this one now. Mod Osborne and the other members of the RuneScape community team discuss who has gained their support in the Battle of Lumbridge and beyond. So that's on Jagex's iTunes page or Podbean account. That one would be interesting to listen to, I think. The gods and factions, hearing how they're all intertwined and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Also, in the community roundup, they featured an interesting max cape / completionist cape calculator. So if you're interested in finding out how far away you are from completing that, you can just use this max comp cape calculator at maxcape.com. And one of the main reasons we are mentioning this community roundup this week is that one of our informer writers, Zant, had his cover of the RuneScape track Harmony featured in this.
That's really cool. Congrats, dude.
Yeah, played on the alto saxophone and ocarina. So I'll just give a bit of a listen to this right now.
Hey, does Zen get money for doing this? This is copyright material.
All right, you can listen to the rest of that, the last 2 minutes of it in the community roundup. So, congratulations, Zant. Earth, is there anything on the community roundup that jumps out at you? We already played a sample of Zant's musical composition of Harmony while you were away.
Oh,
Good.
Any of the fan art?
That painting looks pretty nice.
Yeah, they do.
Wow. The digital
painting by Zara.
Yeah.
I like the Pyro. Yeah. The Phoenix one is quite nice. I like that one.
Yeah,
the White Knight one is actually very well drawn.
Yeah.
Yeah, digital painting looks real, so pretty good stuff this week. Email them to community@jagex.com if you have anything to submit to that. But looks good. Good work, everyone.
Woo!
All right, so this week on Thursday, they did a live Q&A about the death of chivalry. I'm not going to go through the entire transcript because it's really long. But if you want to see what was said or see any of the questions and answers that came up, you can head over to their forum topic and have a look and see if anything piqued your interest. So link is in the show notes at update.rspnb.com.
Okay.
All right. Yay. And finally, the Dwarf Quest competition winners. You didn't win.
Hmm? Oh, me?
You didn't win.
That's okay. I still
submitted. But didn't you suggest something similar?
What?
That the master would be a she?
Yeah.
Ooh, they're adding the Chaos Giant?
Yep.
What?
And look at the perspective compared to an actual person.
It's like a giant with four arms and a gimp suit.
And look at the dragon battle axe it's holding. So definitely going to be very interesting to see what happens in this dwarf quest. It's going to be dropping the dragon throwing axes. Oh, wait, they're throwing axes, not battle axes. So, and this is what the Chaos Druid looks like as well.
I thought sinister... they were battle axes, too.
Yeah, okay, so I don't feel so bad then. The Sinister Acadia, created by Athanin, and the Chaos Giant was suggested by Adraman. So. Oh, and of course, you can also see some of the other concept art here of runner-ups, so you can have a look at those as well. There's one with three heads.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this one looks like that Pokemon with the eggs. What was that one that had three heads with the palm tree?
Executor?
Yes, there we go. That's what this looks like. Yeah, yeah. Okay, never mind. That's just a little bit of a diversion for that. But anyways, you can read up all about these competition winners on the show notes at update.rsbnb.com. All right, shall we move on to questions?
Sure.
Okay, then.
All right, audio question this week from 101 Duck 1. Here we go.
Hello there, RSBNB hosts. This is 101 Duck 1 again with a question for you guys. However, before I really actually start to ask anything, I just wanted to add a little bit to one of Shane's theories regarding the Battle of Lumbridge. I'm sorry about this, Shane, but in one of the RuneScape official podcasts, the mods actually said that no other gods would be getting involved with this world event, so unfortunately no pretty Avianzis or ogres. So, yeah. Now to move on to my actual question. This week I started my senior year of high school, and it sort of made me think of how close I am to experiencing the real world or whatever. My question for you guys is, what were your most fond memories of your primary and secondary school days? Well, that's all I have now. So until next week, thank you and goodbye.
All right.
Hey.
So, That's too bad that there won't be more forces coming in for that event, but
they
I guess
didn't
that's
say
what
anything
it's living...
about another event happening. Although that'd be kind of old.
Yeah, if it was kind
this
of
this is
going to
last
thing.
For a while, isn't it?
Yeah, 4 weeks per stage, 12 weeks total, I think. So that's quite some time, three months about. So, anyways, that's too bad, but I guess that's to kind of be expected with the programming side of things and whatnot. But, anyways, so, favorite experiences slash things to do with primary and secondary school education.
Should I go first while you old
yeah, you
people
might as well.
Try to remember?
Yes, please do.
Well, I am actually going off to college tomorrow, so this is kind of a strange coincidence that this question came. But my favorite memories from high school, secondary school, those are the same, yes? Oh, you crazy foreign
yes,
folk.
Yes, they are.
Okay. Probably my favorite memories from high school were I was pretty much an assistant. I was pretty much the IT director's assistant at my school. And we always messed with one of my English teachers, who's also my quiz bowl coach. We would remote control his computer in the middle of class and play like, we did the, hey, yay, yay, yay. We did that one time. And then I think we did some insane clown posse another time. but then, then senior prank night was everyone, all the seniors stay overnight and they just do stuff around campus. It's usually not vandalism. It's just sort of a tradition. But unfortunately, I wasn't able to go and I was really annoyed about that. So I got up at 5 a.m. the next morning, drove to school, and I was annoyingly happy to every one of my classmates the entire day. And that was really fun. That's when I did the hey, yay, yay thing. Because,
hey,
yeah, because the English teacher, he's great. He knew everyone was exhausted, and that class was at the end of the day. So he just pretty much, he put a movie on so everyone could just sleep. So I did that and woke everyone up.
With what?
Hey, 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 hey. I said, hey, what's going on?
Did you sing it or did you use the audio track?
Hold on, Shane. You should give a sample for everyone of this.
I know, but you didn't answer the question. Did you sing it or did you use the audio track?
I played that.
All right, I hope I'm not going to blast anyone's ears out.
So I went find a bed just to get it off. What's in my head? Yeah! Oh, this is going on the clip show. Yeah. So I wake in the morning and I step outside and I take a deep breath and I get real high and I sing the top of my lungs.
Shane,
what's
this
going on?
Book this one. This is clip show material.
Say, hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, yeah, yeah. I said, hey, what's going on?
Aww.
All right. And their
top
reactions.
That.
I could, but all the songs I would sing is PG-13.
The internet is.
No? Hey,
oh,
hey,
boy.
I didn't make that. That popped up in our news feed, and I'm not touching that with a 10-foot pole.
All right. Anything else? Anything else there on that one?
No.
Okay. As for me, like you said, that was a long time ago. So I really don't have any things like you did. We don't really have a senior prank night kind of thing up here. Mm-hmm. So nothing like that happened around there.
We have Freshman Friday here. We had Freshman Friday here one time. I don't know what happened, but it was bad. It was kind of sad.
Okay. Well, can I go?
Yeah, go.
Yeah, nothing really out of the ordinary for me, but some fun things were various math classes, and rather than doing exams, you had to do projects instead.
Wait, what?
So that was always in it. Yeah, projects for math. Rather than doing exams, you do a project instead.
Oh, so you could just do that and spend a lot of time on it, or not, depending on, and get 100?
Well, yeah, you get 100 on it, of course, but you did have to do it because each one was 10%. Well, no, they were, I forget what they were, but they added up to a substantial amount near the end. So if I'm going to have to go with one thing that jumps out at me, that would be it. Oh, all right, anything for you, Mr. J1, J2, J3?
Memorable moments for me or as a whole?
Yes, for you.
Memorable moments. Memorable moments. God. Never did anything in that school. I was a boring child. I just played it safe. Actually, that's my problem back then. I didn't do anything adventurous, trying to discover myself. Maybe I would have gotten somewhere along, further along now, but
that's how I felt too.
Well, you still are, but I'm not going there. But one sad story that I kind of felt pity for, we had, Shane, you know Freshman Friday?
No.
I don't know what that is either.
It's when your first week of school on that Friday, you kind of pick on a freshman that's just coming in as a senior. But you pull a very, very cruel joke on them because you can. While I was there, the principal always made an announcement about, don't you dare do this, you will be expelled, etc. We had a new principal who didn't make the announcement, although I kind of doubt that would have had any effect anyway. But on that, when we all came back on that Friday, we had this poor little girl who some guy just ran up, smeared a plate full of peanut butter all over her face and hair. Mm. I don't know what happened to that guy. All I know is I feel really sorry for her. She was just miserable the entire day if she stayed.
Yeah, see, that's not proper. I totally do not agree with that.
I didn't say I agree with it. I said I felt pity for it. There were two students that I knew of in my high school that actually got drunk during class.
During class?
Yes, during. I didn't know them personally, but I was talking to one of my friends, like, dude, what happened? I was like, why did we get that little announcement saying about some emergency or whatnot? Oh, guy came to school drunk. Are you serious? Yeah. Okay. He basically came to school drunk, hungover on a Wednesday afternoon, or Wednesday morning, I would say. And he, according to whatever, he was bobbing his head all over the place trying to stay awake. He just vomited everywhere. It was so bad they had to call an ambulance to get a stomach pump for that guy.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, and you had another one, which this is like one of those, like, you know you're doing something stupid you really take a good long look at your life when you do something like this, but had this one girl who's I think was a second year of high school. At the time I was a senior and I was being a teacher assistant for a class just to kind of, you know, get a little good high school creds. Anyway, I came to his room. It's like the last period before we all headed home. And I was like, I came in and saw this girl crying her eyes off. And I was like, what happened? She got drunk during lunch. I was like, you serious? Yeah. So, of course, the teacher had to report it because she got drunk during school. The really stupid part was in exactly 1 hour and 15 minutes, she would have been home. It would have been spring break. I was like, so, yeah, don't know what happened. All I know is she got drunk and vomited, and that's why the teacher had to report it.
All right. So there's some interesting experiences.
Yeah, it's just like HR here. Ooh, I meet some crazy people.
Yep. All right. Anything else with that one before we move on?
That's it.
All I can say is during your senior year, try and figure out what you want to do when you grow up. Try and, you know, do some time, discover yourself during the summer, see what you want to do. If you're heading to the same college as Reed, take a picture and send it to everyone over the forum.
We know what he looks like. He's posted before.
But not with another fellow RSV and beer.
Oh yeah, anyone in South Georgia? That's where I'm gonna be. Get nothing.
Okay. And if you want to know who
than that you, as of yet,
if you want to know who Reed is, look for the guy with orange hair.
Oh yes, I have flaming orange hair. I'm 3 feet tall. Have 4 arms. And my face is upside down.
There you go. All right. Next question from Maramska. Let's get to Earth. You can read this one for us.
Oh, good. Hi, hosts and Earth. From Captain Planet. Marumska here. How y'all doing? I've been playing the game on the HTML5 client, and on the bottom right corner it seems like there's a little icon that indicates some sort of loading. I wonder what it is loading. Some sort of in-game asset or something else? My last question this week is, when did you notice the differences in the other sex? In this galaxy some years ago, I was in year one only, then I knew that the ladies did wee-wees in a sitting position. Now I see why you wanted me to read this. At year 5 or 6 when sex ed, then a lot of questions were answered, like puberty, and yet still there were a bunch of unanswered questions. It wasn't until late high school when I was reading some old encyclopedias that had all the questions answered. Was I a late bloomer or just an uncaring idiot? Anyways, talk to you next time. Marumska out.
All right,
Shane, you first.
Well, first thing with the loading thing, I haven't heard an official explanation of what that is for. My guess is that it's to do with some sort of preloading thing for the game. If you're running around, you'll be noticing that it'll start loading up. That is probably loading up the upcoming map squares so that when you move into an area, can do the seamless transition that HTML5 does. So that would be my guess on what it does, but I've not heard any official explanation at all for it. But in regards to the second question, I don't know. I'd say probably around the same age there that you realize that a girl is different than a guy. Well, I'd say.
What is this?
Shane, did you ever notice when a girl is different than you?
Huh? Like I said.
Okay.
It's apparent, isn't it?
Yes.
It's very
You're prettier
apparent.
Than guys.
In most cases.
Okay. No fat chicks for Shane. Okay. And when did I notice differences? I don't know. Never really thought of it.
Yeah, it's hard to say, but you know, there's always that rift that would develop when you are gathering friends together and whatnot, and early on, like in the Marumska said in the year one or whatever, the two tend to segregate themselves into different friend groups and whatnot. So that's probably around the time when one starts noticing. So
actually, for me, it was the heck was that?
Shane, are you okay?
Yes.
Right.
And
actually, for me, it was I think in third grade, I had a crush on this girl, but I moved to a new house, so I never saw her again.
No.
I mean, puppy crush.
I'm the only one who has sympathy for you, it seems, Trekkie.
Oh, having sympathy from Shane is like, I don't know, asking him to donate money to a homeless guy.
Yeah, you still owe me 50 mil, Shane.
Shh.
You owe me 50 mil.
He does? Can I get a cut?
Yes.
No, you cannot. Earth, when did you notice this?
Casey!
No, I assure you I noticed well before that. I just noticed. I guess it was the same as you. Yeah.
Yeah, it's something hard to categorize, you know. I mean, there's not a distinct moment that
take
one
notes.
I
learned that women's do their wee wees in the sitting position. I didn't make a note of that. So.
And it's okay, Marumska. You're not a late bloomer, an uncaring idiot. It's just you're
more concerned
with the things that actually do matter.
Just a caveat with that. You are asking people on a RuneScape podcast.
This is true. But you're okay to ask.
So just keep that in mind.
Reed would be the one to ask about this sort
Why?
Of thing. Well, you and I, you know?
What about me?
Wait, what about you two? Did something happen?
Oops.
No, nothing happened at all. It's okay.
Are you two not together anymore?
You never get hurt. Oh. Why would you say that, you stupid fool?
All right. Thank you, Marumska, for that.
Made that uncomfortable.
Provocative question. All right. We move on. Apple replacing chargers in UK after iPhone electrocution. This has also been extended to Canada, the US, and Australia.
Ooh, need to look at that.
Yeah, apparently there was some chargers that were sold. They were marketed as Apple compatible, but they weren't, of course, Apple brand. They were unofficial chargers. So one of them, one woman got injured with this. It started off within China. Oh, it's also extended to France, Germany, and Japan as well. But yeah, you wouldn't want to get it electrocuted off of a charger like this. You pull your phone out of the plug and you get a nasty surprise. So just if you have an iPhone and you use a third-party charger, just be on the lookout for this, and perhaps you might want to get it investigated.
But just to clarify, if you have a, if you have just a normal Apple charger, then you're fine?
Yes, you're fine if you have a normal Apple charger.
So this only applies to third-party things?
That's correct.
Okay.
So
I'm good.
You can get third. Yeah, you're good. But if you buy like a third-party charger from Monoprice or something, just be careful if you got shocked from it. Or the main thing was in China that this started. So we'll have to see if this gains any traction for elsewhere. But as always, just be careful when dealing with electricity, because it's very powerful. Pardon the pun.
I doubt you heard the story, but you know about the guy who got burned by trying to save money on refillable gas canisters?
No.
Static electricity, did that set it alight or something?
No, he was living in Hong Kong. He had one of those regular gas operating mini stove. You know, one where you had to put a gas canister in and turn on the fire and everything else.
Oh, like a camp? Yeah. Camping?
If you want one of those stove, like a hot pot stove thing. Well, anyway, he thought he can save a couple bucks here and there by just having, instead of buying new cans, he'll just get a refill down the street. However, the guy who was doing it didn't do exactly a great job sealing it back up, so when he put it in, the whole thing blew up in his face. He suffered second and third degree burns.
Yeah, so there's a reason why you do things a safe way and the official way if possible. But
Let this be clear. I learned this the hard way too. If, and I'm saying this now because I'll save you time in the long run. If your laptop battery plug charger thingy dies, for whatever reason, buy it from your company. Do not buy from a third party. I guarantee you will save more money just buying the real thing than trying to go with a third party knockoff, because you save $20.
Yeah, I agree with that. Anyways, so there's your lesson
for Apple things, Shane?
No, you do want to go with the official Apple one.
As this article says, yes.
Yep.
But I don't know.
All right.
What, $10 for a to replace a charger?
Well, more than that, but
Let's see. UK is £8, so is that what, 10, 12, around that?
15, give or take.
Might as well just buy a new one.
Okay. Yeah. So.
So it's not much of a trade if you're basically buying a new one for the same price. You're not really saving much money.
You're saving yourself from electrocution.
Meh.
All right. So
if I die, I'll die happy.
Well, that's a morbid way of looking at it, but okay. Windows 8.1 is being launched on October 17th.
So I have a start menu again.
Yeah, it will. So, those people who were upset with the first release of Windows 8 can maybe get some satisfaction out of this one. I know I'll be upgrading to it, and it is going to be a free upgrade, so that is nice. Either of you guys using Windows 8?
No.
No, but I have at school.
Well, you could probably get it for free then.
Yes, I can.
Yeah.
Two copies. DreamSpark.
Yeah, that was your pick last time you were on.
Oh, yeah. I'm just so helpful.
Yeah, so it's going to be actually 4 a.m. Pacific time on this on the 17th, so very early on. So we'll look forward to that. Also, on the Microsoft front, a little bit of a demo from the Kinect team, Kinect for Windows, showing how you can use the Kinect to convert any kind of projector or wall into a touchscreen. So let's say you want to set up a touchscreen, you can do that really? Very easily with Kinect on a big projector or something like that. So there's some videos on this and demos as well. And have a watch. It's very interesting to see where Microsoft is going with this sort of thing. It was done by, I believe it was the company called Ubi, if I'm saying that correctly. Ubi Interactive, a Seattle startup. Basically shows how this works and some of the interesting things that can be done with Kinect. And if I feel any sort of excitement about Kinect, it's when these sort of demos appear, because it is taking computer interaction to a whole new level that we really haven't looked at before. So some examples they give is that Ubi Interactive makes it possible for teachers to instruct in classrooms in an interactive lecture hall. Shoppers can access product information on the store's window front even after hours. Recipes can be projected onto kitchen countertops without having to worry about getting anything dirty. Children can use their entire bedroom wall to play interactive games like Angry Birds.
Huh, that would be really cool. Because if they have a big wall, they'd have to run over and get the bird and then pull it down. And then, so it'd feel like they're actually doing it. That's cool.
Yeah, the only problem is there'd be no physical response from it. You just
oh yeah, but
along the wall. There you go.
To a small child.
Yeah, I imagine it'd be fun to even some of us bigger children.
Oh,
wouldn't it?
Yes, that would be very, very interesting.
Indeed.
I mean, it'd be hard to imagine playing RS on such a thing, but still, I mean, just
mostly point and click. I think it might be faster.
Yeah. And
it would be.
It kind of takes away what everybody was trying to do when the Surface computers, the big tabletop ones, first came out, in that they were needing these huge, huge touch screens and ultra-capacitive touch fibers and whatnot. But now it can just be done with Kinect, which is very interesting. So, of course, as the Kinect technology increases in power and the cameras get better, this is just the beginning. So if Microsoft has anything, maybe they should continue to look into something like this. So I'm very pleased with this. But definitely watch the videos on this page.
Okay.
Yep. So let's go play some Angry Birds on the wall, shall we?
Sunday, Monday, happy day.
All right. So let us move on to the other things of the week. The Defense skill of the month for August. All right, we have a lead change. 101 Duck 1 has taken the lead, currently in the lead with 3.4 million experience gained. And in second place and third place, we have our first and second from last week, Bletherskite with 3.2 million and Fishfish with 2.8 million. So interesting to see a change in this. And the question is, will Bletherskite and Fishfish respond in order to retake the lead?
This is nice.
What do you guys think? Yeah, always nice to see ones like this that are dynamic.
But school's about to start, so who can know life during class? Going to be the biggest question of all.
It depends where they are, because some schools don't start until September.
Still.
So you got to keep that in mind as well. And I think Fishfish is in Australia, so he'd already be at school if he does go to school. So
he does go to school.
He does.
If just the way you said that was amusing.
Oh, okay, I see.
If he does go to school.
Okay. So also this week we got an Informer article from Alex 43, a discussion about RuneScape and some of the various questions that have been raised. Is RuneScape dead or alive, or is RuneScape dying? Kind of like that question, two questions rather, we had last week. So if you want to hear his thoughts and the experience of a 10-year-plus veteran, head over to RSBNB Informer at informer.rsbnb.com and have a look to see what he has to say on the matter.
Okay.
All right. Next.
Next. Let's see. Oh, dead or alive, huh?
Yeah, I already mentioned that.
Anyway, just for a quick reminder, one more week until I close off my interface competition. Total prize when it's going to be 5 million of my gold money in the game. So you have to August 23rd, and then we'll have a week to vote on the forum, and whoever wins gets my money.
How many people have entered?
Classified.
It's more than 5, though.
Okay, so you're gonna have to put effort into it.
Pretty much.
Make it count.
Come on, guys.
Yep.
The more, the merrier.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, achievements of the week, we only got one of them, and that is Brian, who got 99 smithing on August 9th. Can you believe that he did this?
Why?
Earth.
What, the whole no life in one day thing?
No, it's just...
Wait, what? What did he do?
I don't know what he did. He did, like, ceremonial swords or something crazy like that. But, yeah, he got 99 on the 9th. So, congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid Brian.
And for anyone wondering, it is okay for this, for Reed to say that, because those two are pretty good friends, aren't you two?
Mm-hmm. I love making fun of that Asian. Oh, you too, Trekkie. I make fun of you. I'm not actually racist. I just love messing with these guys.
All right. So pick of the week. Do you have a pick for us there, Earth?
Saints Row the Fourth. Or Saints Row Lovely. 4, rather. This game...
Okay. When does it release, and what's your thoughts on it?
When it's ready, right, Shane? August 20th, which unfortunately is also the day of my first day of classes, so...
That's okay, you can sleep in.
Wait, it's Tuesday, so I don't have a class till the afternoon. Oh.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
So Saints Row 4.
But, yes. It looks really, really fun. If you like stuff up, if you like Grand Theft Auto, but you just wanted it to be more ridiculous, get Saints Row. Do it.
You know, I like the second one. The third one was okay.
And you were just uncomfortable because it had prostitutes in it.
No, it wasn't that. It started to feel as though the third one was becoming more unrealistic, almost too unrealistic.
Like, that was aliens. Point of it.
Aliens, really?
That was that's the fourth one, Shane.
I know, and that's why I'm not getting it.
Shane, the point of it is for it to be ridiculous.
I don't know, I prefer the second
one. You have superpowers. There is a dubstep gun, Shane.
Oh, dear.
It's hilarious. Really? There's something called the Merica weapon, which is
It looks like a shotgun, a sniper rifle, a rocket launcher, and a flamethrower. Just looks like everything Americans love. Explosives, killing. I think there might be a little subjugation on there, too.
Yeah. All right. So you can pick that up on Steam. It'll unlock on the 20th. So if you're wondering where Earth is next week, he's playing Saints Row.
Or at college.
Perhaps. Yeah, one of those two.
Man, all right. That's going to make my first week. Dang.
All right. Happened? So,
education is getting in the way of fun.
Well, that happens once upon a time. All right. What? So, what have we been up to? Let's start with you.
Yes, you, the listener. What have you been doing?
I've been sitting
here. Well, I've been listening, so that's what the listener has been doing. But you, Earth, what have you been up to?
Shane, what have I been doing? I don't remember.
I don't know what you've been doing.
Oh, right. Today I helped Casey, my girlfriend, move into her dorm room. Clothes are so heavy. Oh, yeah, yeah, $3. Clothes aren't that heavy. Give me $3. Who's faster taking the stairs than the elevator? And wow. They said we had 20 minutes to unload everything. Although, of course, that was just so people would leave the parking lot, but
all right. Anything else with that?
Finished my last week of work at school, which is sad.
Well, maybe you can go back next year.
Yeah, I talked to him about it, and I think I'm going to. But did I tell you about the gift I left him, Shane?
Yeah, you did. You want to tell the listeners about that, too?
Yes. Our tech director, he and I are just back and forth. So before I left, I changed. So he has a KVM switch, so he can have two computers on one mouse, keyboard, and monitor. And he switches between them. And whenever he switches, it disconnects it from one computer and connects it to the other. So it makes that noise. So I changed the noise for his device connect thing to Rebecca Black's Friday. And then he has really nice speakers. So I turned those up all the way. So whenever he... And I switched it to the computer he doesn't use as much. So what happened, I'm sure, is he came in and he sat down, moved his mouse, then switched monitors. Friday! Friday! And I changed his background picture to... it had a black background and a picture of Hitler looking very solemn. What was it? What did it say exactly? Don't let what other people think stop you from doing the things you love. And I made a screensaver something about rustling jimmies. I can't find that picture, though. Where is it?
So, in other words, that was your parting gift?
Yes. We just do sorts of things like that to each other all the time. Very fun.
All right. Anything RS-related?
I did something a minute ago. I did the quest. And then... yeah, not much other than that.
All right.
Let's go next. Hey, Trekkie, apparently you're next.
Gee, thanks. RS-wise, I just basically went and did the quest. After the quest, I kind of experimented, put on my Elite Black Knight armor, see what would happen, got some extra dialogues in, but nothing much. Did a little bit of the battlefield, and did Citadel. And the quest actually ended up giving me 94 prayer, which I'm happy about. And, oh yeah, I did a couple...
very good.
Yeah, I think I did two dungeon runs this week, which is good. It was fun. Except for one, but that guy was a jerk anyway, so I left right away. Yeah, if you do get into a part like that, just leave. Don't bother. If people aren't going to learn to be decent team players in a dungeon, just go. You're wasting your time. And real life-wise, class just started this week, so it's going to be an interesting semester for me.
Yay.
All right. Very good. As for me this week, just been helping out get some of the things ready around the site for divination, whenever that should show up, and spending some time at the Lumbridge Battlefield, and of course, did the quest as well. So I believe that's it for what I did this week.
More questions for you, Shane.
Well, with that being said, I think we're done. So thank you, Earth, for coming on the show.
You're welcome.
Enjoy your college days.
Yes.
We'll see both of you next week for probably divination.
Peace.
I'll be at college. Bye.